Off-season work has started, and the dreaded I word just popped up while the Jags were working out. I for injuries. I'll tell you about it in this show today on Locked On Jaguars.
You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is going on? This is Tony Wiggins with today's episode of Locked On Jaguars. I'd like to let you guys know that today's episode is brought to you by Blue Nile. That's right. Make your moment sparkle with jewelry from BlueNile.com. And Locked On Jaguars listeners get $50 off purchases for $500 or more. This podcast exclusive includes engagement. So use the promo code Locked On at checkout. Man, the injury bug sort of jumped up a little bit yesterday and bit the Jaguars. And we'll discuss that a little bit here on this episode. We'll talk about what it means for this team. Talk about the fact that league-wide this stuff happens. But for some reason, when you're trying to rebuild, reload, or restart, or whatever you want to put on the Jaguars, why it's so important that it doesn't really happen a lot to this team, especially this season. And third and finally, we'll talk about if it is going to happen, where can the Jaguars afford the least amount of attrition? So we won't necessarily talk about individual players too much because we don't want to put that mojo on them, right? Just start getting hurt because you start bringing that stuff up. But what we will do is we will sit here as I'm looking around here for some cords. I think that's something I'm always reaching for something when I'm doing the show, but we will sit here today and we'll talk about it. We can't talk about the, you know, because it is the thing that I'm all miscombobulated here, but it is the thing that unfortunately teams definitely have to talk about sometimes when it comes to I know you guys are like, what the hell we got going on? When it comes to, I was actually sitting on my power cord. So when it comes to things that have to they're going to happen because they're inevitable. Look, it's a gladiator sport. It's a sport where guys spend all day leaning and beating on each other. And if you don't lean and beat enough, then you're not physical. So you have to be physical. And in the process of being physical, sometimes you get hurt. Sometimes you get hurt in training. It bewildered me doing basketball season. I'll bring this up real quick. It bewildered me. If it was like, if Ben Simmons wasn't hurt, if Ben Simmons wasn't playing, how did he get hurt? You can hurt yourself trying to get in shape. That's how you can get hurt, especially when you're out of shape, right? So a lot of these guys, they go off on their own in the NFL and they do their own thing with their personal trainers. And sometimes they drop it low on the dance floor in South Beach and in other exotic places, and things have a tendency to pull. Those aren't the injuries I'm talking about. I'm talking about the ones that happen when they're preparing to do battle on the football field. And it's a very serious issue. Real quick, yesterday at OTAs or minicamp or whatever you want to call it, Jordan Smith, the second-year fourth-round pick out of UAB, who had been making a real strong push because he's had a real good offseason in the strength and conditioning program, had actually gained some weight, and you could see it in his body. 6'7", 250, runs like the wind, doesn't look like a guy who needs to be running that fast, that long, went down with a knee injury yesterday. I haven't heard. He was on the field, and he had to get helped up and had to go to the locker room, so I haven't heard a lot of what the prognosis or the diagnosis is for Jordan. But as we get more information, of course, we'll give it to you. I can just pick up the phone and call him, but I don't want to do it. I want to go through the normal protocols and find out what's going on with Jordan Smith, because I was looking forward to him having a nice, steady season as a guy who's going to maybe give him 15 snaps, you know, and could come in, especially I think the Jaguars are going to get ahead in some games and get out in front of people and put folks in a position where they're constantly going to have to throw it. And that means you get more bodies. Even in 2017, when they made the great run, guys will tell you that in the third quarter of the game against the Patriots, our pass rushers were huffing and puffing. And we had three or four of them that were being rotated in and out of that game. But because they got ahead of the Patriots at that time, Tom Brady was going back, and they weren't taking a long time to snap the ball because they were behind in that game. And you saw the Jaguars guys kind of sucking up for air a little bit. So you can never have too many guys who can come in and give you some snaps and give you a blow. even if they're not as good as the players in front of them. If they're fresher, that means they're just as good because it allows your guys to get rest and you won't be losing too much. You know, a tired superstar is not that much better than a fresh backup, you know? So with that being said, we'll hope for the best with Jordan. And in what could be a little bit more significant, C.J. Beathard missed some time and had to be helped yesterday to the locker room. Turns out, though, it's a groin injury where he won't need surgery. That's good, but I'm going to tell you from personal experience, the groin injury is nasty, and it's as bad as it sounds. I had one where I detached my groin muscle from my pelvic bone, and I would forget, like, in the middle of the night that I just can't roll out of the bed and jump up. And it will remind you that you can't just roll out of bed and jump up. Getting in and out of a car was a hassle. In fact, people still laugh at me the way I actually get into a car because I don't stick one leg in at a time. I sit on the seat and then I turn both legs. And they say I get in the car like an old man. Well, I got two things to say to that. I don't care what you think about how I get in the car. And the other thing is I'm getting old. So, but once you've had that injury, it's almost like you become shotgun scared of it because you always think you're going to re-pull it. So I can only imagine for a quarterback taking those big steps, that first step, those drop backs, planning, have to extend that leg and throw that, you know, it may take some time for that injury. Now, he probably didn't have the one that I had. They didn't say anything about it coming off the bone. But still, in your mind, good thing it happened now because by the time training camp starts, not only will the injury go away, but you'd hope that in his mind, that he could get past that and get beyond that and start. And I don't know y'all think, why are you talking about a backup so much? Okay, so if a backup quarterback has to play a lot, then your team is in trouble. I get it. But if he has to get you through a game because of concussion protocols, or he has to get you through a quarter or maybe a game and a half, you want a very, very competent player. And I think that's what C.J. Beathard is. In fact, sometimes when he comes into the game, he actually, and this is a trap, but you'll think, God, he threw the ball better than the starter. Well, that's because some guys have to get in tune to the backup role. And then once they get in tune to the backup role and know what it's like to actually be expected to be a backup quarterback, your whole job is being ready to play at the snap of a finger. Now, what could happen is, teams can generally start to get used to the tape and know what that guy can't do. So usually an extended period of time for a backup requires that, means they're not going to play very well, and you'll eventually see why they're a backup. But it also means that if he's not ready, then you got to go a layer lower, which is Jake Luton, who started some games and has shown a little bit. And then if you go deeper than that, especially getting into training camp, I've heard people call for Blake Bortles. Somebody asked me the other day, you think you're going to sign Blake? If they do, it ain't going to matter. And I don't know why somebody's so invested in the backup quarterback and who it is, as long as the starter isn't banged up. And that's what we're going to get in on today. We're going to talk about what it actually means for Jacksonville to possibly lose people, who they're trying to get back, who do you need to get back in order for this team to be at full strength. And in segment three, of course, we'll go over where they can afford the least amount of attrition on their team. So we'll do all of that here today for you on Locked On Jaguars. As we've gone to sort of a dead period a little bit where we do less episodes, but we're still going to bring you the same content until training camp picks back up. You guys know that we'll go full bore 5 days a week, maybe even do a bonus show every now and then. But the thing is that's what we're going to do here on Locked On Jaguars, and we're glad for you to be here and making us your first listen of the day. You know, I love to say you guys are my first listen because that's exactly what you are. I got to tell you something, though, about Blue Nile, BlueNile.com, in fact. If you're celebrating a big moment, if you're celebrating an engagement, or if you're trying to mark in time a special moment for that special person in your life, there's nowhere else for you to go other than BlueNile.com. I know guys that mess moments up all the time. I saw a guy bend down on his knee the other day, and him and his fiance played a prank like she wasn't going to accept it. You can't even begin to joke like you ain't going to accept a ring from Blue Nile, because BlueNile.com is exclusive. You get the chance to design it, and they have 24-hour access to people being able to help you do it. Whether you want to try to pop the question or you just celebrate the milestone, man, there's nothing that marks that time like a custom ring or piece that you have all the power in making in the 24-hour, 7-day-a-week assistance that is so valuable to help you create this moment that will never go away. Now, what you need to do to make this moment sparkle is go to BlueDial.com, and if you get $500 or more on your purchase, you're going to save $50. That's right. You're going to do that because you're going to use the exclusive Locked On podcast and Locked On NFL. You're going to use an exclusive code, and it's Locked On. You heard it right there, Locked On. So you'll save $50 on an order of $50 or more. Now, every order is insured. It ships free, and it arrives in a discreet package that won't give away what's inside. So shop stress-free and make sure you get your timeless piece at BlueNile.com to mark your timeless moment. And we're running through today, giving you the best of the best, and that's what we do here on Locked On Jaguars every single day. And we do that because you guys are our first listener. We want to make sure that you're taken care of. And I need you to do me a favor to make sure that you're further taken care of. There's a survey that we put together so we can learn more about our listeners, people like you, and your favorite Locked On podcast. And we're going to make that even better. This is your opportunity to tell us what you like and don't like about Locked On podcast. So go to Locked On Podcasts with an S .com/survey right now to get started. That's right. LockedOnPodcasts.com/survey to get started. It won't take very long. And everyone that completes the survey can qualify for a chance to win one of 10 $100 Ticketmaster gift cards. That's right. We're going to take this thing for us, man, here at Locked On Podcast. Make sure you tell us what we can do to improve here at Locked On. The first thing we can do is thank you for making us your first listen. And we're going to keep talking about these injuries a little bit. The injury bug bites every team in the National Football League, and Jacksonville is no different. It's just not on the high list of the things. If you look back and try to find out what has been going wrong with this franchise, injuries don't really come into play very much. The thing that has happened to Jacksonville is they've just been bad, right? They've had poor team building, not necessarily poor drafting, but just poor team building in terms of drafting good players that come together and you build a team and you build a culture and you get guys to stay, you get guys retained. They've had here a bunch of cover CYA, a bunch of guys that seem like, okay, if they start firing people, I'm not going to be one of them. Or if guys aren't going to get paid, it's not going to be me. Or if we start losing, it's not my fault, it's somebody else's fault. You've had that finger point thing going on for quite a while here, and now we hope that that thing is over. The other thing that the Jaguars have notoriously had is spotty quarterback play and paying people and depending on people that they should never have paid and depended on. And attrition from the real good players not being retained and not wanting to be here. That has to go away, right? All of that has to stop, and we can deal with that. But it's like, what we don't want to happen is as soon as we learn how to adjust and deal with the fact that, okay, all of the incompetence is gone, the things that you can't control, the Jaguars are now in control of those things. The last thing you want to happen is up jump the boogie, here comes the boogeyman, and those are the things that you can't control, which are injuries to people at critical positions. They've had injuries in the past, but those injuries were not deemed what handicapped the team. The team was already handicapped. So when you think about now, if you think that this team is about to be in good hands and you think the scheme is right, the team building is right, the culture is headed in the right direction, that they have talent in certain spots, you don't want injuries to now be the thing that derails the team. Once they seem like they can't get right, figured it out and shook his head and all of a sudden he can think better, now things that are beyond his control start to happen. Well, those things are inevitable. However, you want those things to be limited. And I brought this up because of the injury yesterday to C.J. Beathard, the backup quarterback, and to Jordan Smith in basically seemingly non-contact stuff. If you take those same positions and these injuries happen to someone a little bit further up the totem pole, that story becomes huge and it becomes big and it becomes the sort of thing that would make it a little bit disheartening for Jaguar fans. It would be like, man, why can't we have nice things? So I guess that's the reason why I'm talking about it today, because I'm not trying to mentally prepare you for it, but we are going to go through a little bit of the scenarios of, can we get through it? What would happen if it did happen? Is this team built to adjust a little bit and play without certain people? Defensively, I think yes. So if that happens to anyone on the defense, I think the defense could overcome it, because I think the way they've built their depth and the way that the team is structured, you would still miss the playmaking from four or five different people at the very top of the food chain. But there's not one single person that if they're missed on defense at any position, that's going to cost this team to be like their whole season is just like everything. Their entire fate has to change because of one guy. And I know you guys are thinking, well, you just picked a guy number one overall. Shouldn't he be someone that affects that? I get it. I'm not saying that they're going to get the same production out of somebody else if this were to unfortunately happen to Trayvon Walker. That is not my point, because I don't think they will, because that's why you pick Trayvon Walker, right? Because he lifts the room and he lifts the team. But I do think they could be functional defensively without him. And a lot of you guys thought so too, because a lot of people wanted, a lot of folks, and I say you guys, us, a lot of folks amongst us wanted them to take an offensive lineman first and not take a versatile piece like Trayvon Walker. So it'd be irresponsible of me to sit here and tell you that, oh, no, the whole season's going to fall apart without Trayvon Walker. Even though I was a fan of them picking him, it was never because he was like the only one. And then I like the fact that they added other pieces. Jordan is one of them. Jordan Smith, who went down yesterday, he's one of those guys that's coming up that can be a nice swing guy for you. But then they have Arden Key. They added some pieces in that regard. So they didn't just hit the edge with just one swing. They took him because he was the best physical talent on the board, and it gives them a lot of flexibility and versatility. Now, if that were to happen at another spot on the other side of the ball, there are one or two spots over there where if you miss that guy, it's not going to be a good thing. Those are the things I'm going to talk to you about here in segment three, because we're going to get a little bit more specific. Like I said, we don't want to make it too personal and talk about people mixed with the I word, but what we'll do is say, where could they sustain a little bit if they missed a guy from here? And I'm not talking about the guy's career being ended, and I'm not talking about a guy missing the entire season. I'm talking about where you have to function for, we'll do it in time frames, a couple of games, a half the season, or just a few weeks without someone. You really want everybody, you want to be full during, if you're able to make it to the playoffs. However, that's neither here nor there. We got a long time to go before we get to that. What we really, really want more than anything is these guys healthy, but we also want to understand the versatility of our football team and where they might be soft a little bit, and we'll do that in just a second here in the third and final segment on Locked On Jaguars after I tell you guys about Built Bar. The caramel brownie. Ooh, if you love chewy, chocolatey brownie, well, what about a caramel brownie with caramel swirled on top? So good. What if I told you can have all that chewy, chocolatey deliciousness plus 17 grams of protein? I know you'll be in on it. You're in luck because caramel brownies are available at built.com right now, and you got to act fast before they're all gone because they're a fan favorite. Forget about dessert. They're better than dessert, plus the macros, unreal. 130 calories, 17 grams of protein, and only 4 grams of sugar. I would replace a regular brownie with a Built caramel brownie bar in just a heartbeat. And you can do the same thing if you go to built.com, use the promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off your order. Now, you can go to Twitter and check them out at @bar_built for all the latest information, news, and to set your eyes on what this beautiful thing called a caramel brownie Built Bar looks like. And then you can find out what it tastes like by making sure that you go to built.com and make your order and your purchase. Receive 15% off with LOCK15 as your promo code. All right, rolling on through here on Locked On Jaguars. And the phone keeps ringing, and I got to take care of it real quick. But the thing we want to do here today is talk about where the Jags may be a little bit weak in terms of dealing with and getting injuries and being a little bit vulnerable, and where they may be a little bit soft, and where the having attrition at certain positions might be a huge, huge problem. One place I think it would be a huge problem, and it's like this with most teams around the league, is the quarterback position. We need Trevor, and we need Trevor all year. And even if he's out for a short period of time for maybe a concussion protocol or a mild injury, a little stinger or something like that, maybe you miss a half a game, and then if you can roll into a pretty good situation the next week with a decent backup, which is why C.J. Beathard is so important, maybe at that point also is when you can probably come in and go. It's important because of C.J. Beathard. Those are the things that make this extremely important, that you really, really, really have to fortify these positions so that you can sustain for a short-term injury. A long-term injury, that's just some things that may happen that put you at an extreme disadvantage. So quarterback is obviously one where you don't want to have you just don't want to have those things go wrong at the quarterback position. Number two is running back, because those guys are already coming back off injury. You don't want to be down to your third guy or your second guy, or just have one of those two guys that you consider a starter and then not have a capable backup for him. So those are the positions that mainly stick out. And those are the position groups also that there's less people in those groups than there are other people. Like, for instance, there's six or seven wide receivers on the team, and usually there's only three running backs, or maybe four if you're lucky. So you want to be very careful at the positions where you're already thin based on numbers alone and the way the team is built, that you don't have a lot of problems in that area. The second part is, I would say, left tackle, if we're going to be specific about the offensive line, and we'll specifically say left tackle because everybody can't play left tackle. Although you do have a swing guy in Walker Little who can go to both sides. If he wins the right tackle spot, you don't necessarily want, because now if by chance, if you have to put Walker Little, let's just say Walker Little wins the right tackle position, but then Cam goes out, now you have to move him to left tackle. And now you have to play the backup at right tackle. Whether you're more than capable of being able to do it, but for a longer period of time, you don't really want to do that, because now all your depth is gone at those two positions. And then two, you're downgrading at seemingly both positions. Obviously, if the Jaguars thought Walker Little was just as good as Cam Robinson at left tackle, they would have just let Cam Robinson go and play Walker Little at left tackle. But that's not the case. And if Walker Little, and if they already knew who was good at right tackle, that means they would already have one, but yet still they have a competition. So now if the case is that you start Walker Little at right and you have to move him to left, you've lost some ability at left, and now you lose a little bit more ability at right because you have to play the guy that Walker Little beat out. And then you're thinking, now we really can't afford an injury, because now we're looking at Will Richardson filling in at both of those spots, and that's another step lower that you're going to be. And we understand baby steps more than anybody, because the Jags have barely taken any. So every time you take that baby step backwards, that's a regression. And it factors into everything. It factors into the way that you play call. It factors into your depth. It factors into your short yardage situations where you bring in another extra lineman who declares to the referee. All of these things, you want to be at full strength all year. And I know it's not reality, but we have to try to hope that it's reality. I think they'll be good along the defensive line. I think they have enough depth and rotation ability there. I think they'll be good at corner and safety as well, because the addition of Darius Williams gave them a proven starter. Now they have three guys that have really, really started a lot of games. Your fourth guy is Trey Herndon. That's not bad, considering Trey has actually been a starter before too. So now he's number four. Safety is that one of those positions I'll say that they're okay, but I'll say it by default, and that's because they have about five guys and none of them have really separated each other. So just based on that alone, that means that now you don't want your depth being tested, but the one thing about it is, if you had like someone who had already proven to be a heads and shoulders everyone else, well, if you lose him, then you will come back, but you don't have that. You got about five, maybe even six guys all vying to have playing time at the safety position. So not that Andre Sisco isn't important, I wouldn't say that, but what I am saying is it hasn't proven yet that he's so important that you can't do without him for a short period of time, because there hasn't been the type of separation at those positions that you might think. And I'll say the same thing for tight end. Nobody's really distinguished themselves as a guy that's going to catch 50, 60 balls a game. Doesn't mean all of them aren't important, but that is a place where you could probably sustain a little bit of nicks and bumps. And if you have to go a few games without someone, it would not be a problem. It'd be a problem for me if I went days and days without talking to you guys, because you are the lifeblood of Locked On Jaguars, because without you, there's no us. We enjoy you making us your first listen. Make sure you check out the Locked On NFL podcast. The Wednesday edition should be out now, because I did it already with James Rapine. And it's a very, very good show, and I hope you enjoy that. And enjoy the other guys, too, that are on Monday through Friday on Locked On NFL, a league-wide podcast. Make sure you like and subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Make that your next listen after you make it your first listen. All right, man, you guys take care of each other. We'll be back on another great edition of Locked On Jaguars for more info for you tomorrow before we close out the week. You guys take care of each other.